Welcome to the Melanin Money Show with your host, George Achimpong and Carter Cofield. We're on a mission to decrease the wealth gap by $100 billion and in the process creating 100,000 new first generation millionaires. And we want you to be one of them. So listen to our show for weekly tips on personal finance, wealth building, and entrepreneurship as we help you navigate your journey to your first 1 million in net worth and beyond.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to another episode of the Melanin Money Show.
The couch edition.
Couch edition.
Couch edition, man.
Another place that we're out in Phoenix. I would say sunny, but it's actually a little breezy out here in Phoenix this time of year.
Yeah, you weren't born in Chicago, so you don't understand.
Yeah, I don't understand how this what these weather patterns
work. Yeah, so it's warm enough. It's warm enough for me.
It's warm enough.
Lord knows they ain't going to Chicago.
But now we're out here in Phoenix at this amazing, Scottsdale to be exact, amazing mastermind. You know, we talk about it all the time, you know, the power of getting in the right rooms, being connected to the right people. And so we always like to take what we learn, digest that, and bring it back to y'all. So today we're going to talk about 8 lessons learned from the 8-figure boardroom mastermind.
Yeah, so the mastermind is called 8-figure boardroom, and it's for obviously 8-figure earners. So you have to be doing a minimum of 800 and something thousand dollars a month. That would constitute $10 million, which is the baseline of 8 figures. Some people in here who are doing a lot more than that, but the overall genesis of the conversation is like, yo, we're in a room with 8-figure earners. This is the highest level room I've ever been in. Like ever been in. These people are playing at a different level. So how dope would it be if instead of y'all having to pay the $80,000 a year it costs to be a part of this mastermind, why don't we give you all just some of the things that we learned over this last 2 days being at the mastermind and how you can apply it to your business or your life as well. So it's going to be a dope episode, man.
Absolutely. But before we get into it, you know, we'd like to start a few current events, let y'all know our thoughts on what's happening in the world. So Mercedes-Benz is launching their first, I think, building in the United States, period. So I think it's going to be like a condo tower in Miami.
Of course it's in Miami.
Yeah. What I think is so dope about it is we've also done episodes on brand, right? Mm-hmm. Like Mercedes is known for having an amazing car brand, but their brand is so good that it extends beyond the car, right? So what happens is you get on Expedia or wherever it is you book your hotels from, and you see, well, shit, Mercedes-Benz has a hotel. I don't know if it's a hotel or condos, whatever, but there's condos or hotel available. Like, you're automatically going to think it's luxury because of the brand that they've created with the car.
And they already have a plethora of customers, loyal customers who bought Mercedes. Like, imagine taking your Mercedes into your Mercedes-Benz fucking building. You know what I'm saying?
It's like how Apple, once you get one Apple product, you want to get everything else, right? So quality product and a brand, right, will allow you to continue to expand your market share for however far you want to take it. So I just thought that was something cool to reference because some of y'all were thinking about, you know, I want to do all these different side hustles, all this. It's like, no, focus on creating a world-class brand. And once you get that right, then you have the leverage to do whatever you want to do.
The second thing I saw, which I don't know if you saw, you know there are officially 92,300 millionaires in Dallas.
I did not know that.
Yeah, 92,300. So it'd be 92,302.
Pretty simple.
Okay.
Dope. So then do you want to break the news now? Remember, I feel like several episodes ago, Donald, if you can, he's no way he's going to find that clip.
Yeah.
But we referenced that we would like to be in the same city. We got to figure out where that is so that we can do more of this, right?
Yeah.
Because we know, we ain't going to hold y'all. We know them virtual episodes ain't it.
Yeah. No, we know. It's childish.
Yeah, we know ghetto. It's ghetto. It's real ghetto in here with them virtual episodes, right? And so we said, like, you know, we got to figure out a city. And I'm going to try to personally go back and figure out what that episode is because it'd be dope to clip that up. But we made a decision.
Yep.
We made a decision. We are planting our flag in Dallas, Texas.
Yes, sir.
Dallas, Texas. So I was out there looking at some properties last week, to be exact. And so we're gonna get out there pretty soon.
You gotta show me the building too.
Oh yeah, I got shot.
Yeah.
So if y'all in Dallas, Texas, let us know in the comments.
Yeah, man.
We got some exciting stuff coming. Obviously, our studio is gonna be there, so a lot more in person content. You know how we do it. So I'm gonna get our friends to pull up. It's gonna be a vibe. So super excited about that.
Yeah, go Mavs. I will never say go Cowboys. So
I would never. say. I will never say go Cowboys.
Never say go Cowboys.
Like, who is still riding that
1996 wave?
Why? Like,
how is that still America's team? They have done nothing.
2 years from now, it'll be 20 years. This is the last time they won a championship. And they're still diehard. I just don't understand
it. It's not even the fact that they haven't won in a long time. Because, like, the Bulls haven't won in a long time. Yeah. But it's the way that they lose. Like, they lose in utmost spectacular fashion. Like, it's almost award-worthy that they lose.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, they lost the first game in the play.
Had a crazy season before.
They have a great season every year. They had a phenomenal season this year. And got whooped in the first half of the game.
It's bad.
By the Packers. Anyway.
Bad. So we'll be in Dallas, y'all. Pull up on us. Let us know in the comments if you live in Dallas. Because we'll be out there. We actually have an event for our clients out there. Shout out to those in the Melanin Millionaire Mastermind. Mm-hmm. We got an event in April. If you want to learn more about that program, just click the link below in the comments. But yeah, other than that, man, let's get into it. You got any more current events you can touch on?
No, we can get into it.
Cool.
Have you ever been chilling on your couch and you were maybe trying to find something to watch on TV, whether it's Netflix or Hulu, Amazon Prime, Stars? I mean, there's so many streaming services nowadays, right? Maybe you've already binge watched that favorite series and it's over and you're just trying to find something else to watch. But imagine if you spent that energy trying to find creative and impactful content that can help you level up your journey towards your first 1 million in net worth. And that's exactly why we created Financial Flips, which is a complete library of past workshops and masterclasses where you can learn different topics across personal finance, wealth building, and entrepreneurship on your journey towards your first 1 million in net worth. So head over to melaninmoney.com/join to learn about Financial Flicks as well as all the other great features that you can find inside of our Melanin Millionaires Club. Can't wait to see you inside.
All right. So this first one, first lesson that we learned or at the minimum was reinforced here at this room was you cannot master what you don't measure, right? Data is the key. So specifically this year, a couple months ago, we brought on a CMO, right? Because, you know, we obviously, you know, spend a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of money on marketing, but you can't always
read a whole lot of money
on marketing, but you can't read the label from inside the bottle, right? So we wanted to get better with how we're doing it. And so we hired a CMO. And the number one thing that they did was help us predict our profits.
1,000%. And like what we're noticing about people that operate at this eight-figure level, like they're not stumbling into these results of their business. They have everything dialed in to a specific metric, a specific KPI for all areas of their business. And then once they do hit those KPIs 1 month, they will increase the level of efficiency that they want to hit next month. So every single month, they're like increasing what their production level is. And it's just like our time at the table, when we had like that that mastermind with the group that you were in, and just seeing the level at which everybody operated their business, seeing their Slack channel, seeing like people are operating at such a high level at this point. And it was, you know, reassuring, and it was one of the dopest things I've seen in a while.
Yeah, 100%. It's like it's decisions that we're making that seem intuitive, like, oh, we probably got to start thinking about company culture. We probably got to start thinking about X, Y, Z. And then you get in these rooms like, oh, no, like we're marching in the right direction. And this is how you do it at a high level, right? And so to that end, what is the practical takeaway? The takeaway is, I don't care how big or how small you are, you need to have a target, right? You can't say, I want to make 10 grand this month. I want to make, like, that's cool, but like, you need to have a target and you need to have a plan. And you need to have measurable ways to determine if you're on track towards that plan, right? Are you ahead of schedule? Are you behind schedule? Or are you right on pace? You should not wait until the 30th day of the month to say, I blew it.
Yeah, and I think that was another takeaway, like real-time analysis so that you can either pivot or double down or whatever the hell you need to do to hit that goal. Like, we're not going to wait until December 30th and be like, oh, yo, we missed all of our financial goals for the company this year. Like, no, we're going to look at it in January, in February, in March. And then we're going to do what we have to do, tailor our activities to make sure we hit those goals, man. And it was the level of measurement that people were doing when they were showing their KPIs or spreadsheets, I'm like, yo.
Yeah. And it's funny because it's level, because we
just that was my thing.
We show, like, you know, our new dashboards, you should be like, if people are like, oh, I gotta get that. And then now we seeing this, it's like, oh, we gotta get that.
Yeah.
So it's like, never stop growing, which is that's a lesson in and of itself. It's just like, never stop growing. Yeah, like people might look at us and be like, what more could you possibly want to know? But it's like, there's so much more to know.
Yeah, and I think that should be point number two. Never stop growing. I think we can dive deeper on that because like most, and I want to phrase this the right way because I don't want to come in nobody's head. So we started our
entrepreneur. Put them in PR training, y'all.
Yeah. We started our entrepreneur journey with certain people. Those people are no longer at our level right now. For whatever the case may be, right? And I think that happened because some of the people that we started out with 5 years ago got complacent. And they didn't keep learning. They didn't keep growing. They didn't seek out rooms. They let the people around them convince them to think, well, what else do you really need, bro?
You the one.
Yeah, you the one. In what room?
Right.
Yeah, you the one. Yeah.
Big fish, small pond.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I've been in rooms where I was the smallest and then I grew to be the biggest and now I got in other rooms. And like, I got in this room, I felt like, dude, like, you know, a JV player on the NBA court. You know what I'm saying? Like it's people in the room that are playing at such a high level, and just being around these people changes your standard of excellence and your standard of what's okay and your standard of what to shoot for. Like, some people in there were like, oh yeah, bro, like, you know, we're only at $4 million a month right now. We really have to get to 10. I don't know. And I'm like, yo, $4.5 million. I'm like
a month.
Like, and you're stressed out because you can't crack how to get to 10. And so while I'm sitting there, I'm like, well, okay, well, like, thank you for resetting my standard. Right. That $4 million a month is something that I should not only strive for.
It's a baseline.
But when I do hit it,
right,
I should, you know.
You're going to the next level.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and the thing is, it's like, the other thing, when you get in these rooms, right, it's like you have people on the stage, right? People are coming in to teach, who are leading the workshops. But you got to remember, like, these rooms are not cheap. Mm-hmm. And if someone else who's sitting beside you pay $20,000, $40,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 to be there, you got to ask yourself, like, well, what the hell can I learn from them?
Mm-hmm.
Like, when we go to masterminds, 80%, I would say, I mean, you definitely get some gems from the stage, but 80% of the nuggets that we take away is from the hallway conversations. Right. So get in these rooms and don't like expect to be like, oh, man, I paid all this money. This person who hosting this mastermind, he better be on stage for 8 hours straight. Mm-hmm. Like, connect with
He was only on stage for an hour the whole time.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? The joy is creating the room and the environment, right, that you weren't able to create on your own. Right. That you weren't able to create on your own. So that's the key.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that. So I know we picked our 8 points, but I'm gonna just, like, the points are coming to me, so just figure this. I mean, mad organic, bro.
So we on three. Yeah. And if y'all, speaking of organic, y'all heard that was room service.
Yeah.
Coming to bring us some coffee.
Yeah. We've been masterminding all day, so make sure we need a midday
espresso.
I would say lesson number three is that the higher you go in business, or the higher the level of the room, the more giving the people are.
Yes, yes.
We literally just, after lunch, sat down with somebody about a business strategy, and he broke the entire thing down from start to finish to behind the scenes to in the dashboard, sent us the work that he's been working on for the last
8 months at least.
8 months at least.
Yeah.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars in testing that he had to do to get this right. He just gave it to us.
And there's two lessons in that, right?
Are you an aspiring first generation millionaire who's looking to march towards their first $1 million in net worth? If you are, then I strongly encourage you to consider joining the Melanin Millionaires Club. Inside the Melanin Millionaires Club, you're going to get access to a complete library of elective courses that will help you navigate towards your journey of your first $1 million in net worth. You're going to receive access to My Wealth Health, which is a dashboard that allows you to track your financial progress in real time. You're going to get access to live workshops and masterclasses, and you're going to get access to our past library recording of all of our masterclasses and workshops called Financial Flicks. Not to mention, you're going to receive access to our flagship feature called Pocket Advisor, where you get access to a financial coach in real time. This is by far one of my favorite features of the platform, and there's so much more. All you have to do to learn more is go to melaninmoney.com/join to see how you can take advantage of all these benefits and become a first generation millionaire. See you inside the club.
Lesson number one is that when you're in a room where the reciprocity value is equal, right, then people don't mind exchanging value because you're not sucking the life out of it. It's like, if I exchange contact information, I know Carter is going to send me some game on something. Yeah. Right? I know that's what I can ask him for. It. And that's not what the intent is being led by, but it's just implicit, yeah. Right? The other bar is that it's an abundance mindset. It's like, look, the only thing you take from me is notes, bro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, We're in different industries or the same industry, doesn't matter, right? And I was so grateful that I was able to crack this code, and I want to bless you with it, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I spent all this time doing it. I don't want you to have to go through that.
Right.
But the craziest part about all this is at the bottom, the people who ain't spent no time getting no lessons, the people at the bottom who ain't really making no money.
Want to hold on to everything.
They want to hold on to, as if they worked their life to get it.
It's a scarcity mindset, right? Right. It's even the whole like crabs in a barrel mentality. The reason why it's crabs in a barrel is because your limiting belief is that there's not enough for me to get my share and for you to get your full share. So I got to pull you down or I got to hold mine close to the chest.
Yeah.
But when you get into these rooms, you realize like, oh, he can make eight. He can make eight. She can make eight. They can make eight figures. And if you're not taking nothing from my pockets, you have cracked the code of understanding that there's enough for everybody. They haven't cracked the code. People who are still striving haven't cracked that code. They think that me leveling up is going to take something from you.
Yeah.
We can't do it at the same time.
Exactly. And that's why, as you know, again, guys, y'all not putting money in our pockets, but we tell y'all, like, pay to get in the rooms. Because the higher you pay to get in the room, the not only that the higher level of information you get, but the higher the more abundant mindset the people in the room are going to be. Like, if somebody, and we're going to talk on this point a little bit later, but like, if somebody spent years or decades working on something, mm-hmm. and you get to get it in minutes, you just save yourself years or decades.
Right.
People in these cheap rooms, bro. I used to go to free networking events 3 times a week.
You and me both.
Yeah, yeah.
Like your clients.
Yeah, yeah, bro. And everybody, and nobody gave game in those rooms.
Right. I was just a bunch of like, what do you do? What do you do? Like, versus like, let's talk about some actual value.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we actually sitting down and like exchanging ideas, getting put in a group chat to get connected with the person, go get you the software. It's like, it's just a different level. You know what I'm saying? And when you pour into yourself so much, you like are eager to give it away. But I got game and sauce for days. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The sauce on the side of the refrigerator to be there for a little while. Yeah. Some people got the juice, some people got the sauce. You know, I got the sauce. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be in the refrigerator for a
little while. What's the difference between juice and the sauce, bro?
So like Simply Lemonade, right? It's amazing, right? But that shit's gonna be gone in a day or two. You know what I'm saying? The sauce, it's gonna be in your refrigerator for about a good month, 2 months, maybe three.
That sauce will stay around.
It's thick. You know what I'm saying? You gotta squeeze the bottle to get it out, you gotta shake it. You know what I'm saying? So the juice is good, but it's like just quick, ain't gonna last. But the sauce, long lasting.
Okay. You know what I mean? And what that also means is like, if you're gonna try to be in these rooms one day, you have to quickly become a person of value.
Mm-hmm.
Because you might get away with that one time of you getting game from people but not giving any back.
Right.
But by event number two, if you ain't getting nothing to give, then people are like, yo, like,
that's the dude that ain't really even
supposed to be here or giving up no game. So you still have to make yourself a person of value, because although people assume that you'll give them game back when they don't give you game off the strength that you have to give them something back. But everybody's in a mindset of abundance. And if you're looked at as a person that's holding your things close to the chest, people are not going to respect you, and they're not going to.
Right, that's what they're going to assume. Well, you're in the room, so surely you have value, but you're not sharing that value.
So maybe you don't have, you're either selfish,
right?
Selfish, or you don't have value. Either way, I don't want any part of it.
Either way, right? So make sure that you level up, because we did mention that at lunch. We were like, this is one of those masterminds where like, if you're not already at a certain level, you're not gonna get nothing from it. You're gonna be overwhelmed.
Yeah.
It's like literally go to a foreign country and somebody speaking a different language, right? So also be mindful of like don't just try to just throw money. Like, oh, I'm going to get that room. Yeah. It's like, don't, hey, you got that room.
Don't yet. Skip levels, man. You know, man. Get ready, man. Don't skip levels. Then you see the boss on a stage. You ain't got the arsenal to fight the boss. Like, chill out. Shit. Chill out.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So definitely be mindful of the rooms, but be willing to get in the right rooms.
Yeah.
All right. So this next one is don't, and this might not be applicable to everybody, but like, don't get too far removed from your business too fast. But here's why I do actually think it is applicable. Because people on the internet will tell you, like, automate your business and, like, you know, like, be the CEO and not get your hands dirty. But you're not even making $100,000 top line in your business, right? Yeah. So, like, what we mean by not getting too far removed too quickly is, for most people, at least, I mean, I wasn't a venture-backed company. You start out doing a little bit of everything, right? And then you delegate admin, then you delegate maybe the sales team, whatever. But like, you still had to know how to do most things. So as your business grows, right, like, you don't want to have to know how to do everything, but you need to have awareness on what's happening everywhere, right? And that's what I mean by not getting too far removed. Yeah, everybody want to be on the beach so quick and have this autonomous business, and I get it. But like, as the business grows, it's gonna, like, every action has an opposite of equal reaction, right? Mm-hmm. There's going to be new problems, new challenges, new things you got to overcome. And even though you might not be the one doing all the work, you need to have awareness and clarity on what's happening, which is a direct correlation to our first point about KPIs.
Yep. And I think that, I forget, Myron talks about this a lot. It's one of the laws of physics. It's like, anything left to its own for long enough will move closer to disorder, mm-hmm. right? So even if you like delegated something, if you never check on it, it's going to lead, you know, it's going to move closer and closer to disorder. So you, even though you delegate, I mean, not saying don't delegate, because we are advocates of that, but you have to go check on what's happening, right? Like, if you delegate your ads in your business, if you don't check your cost per lead or your cost to acquire a customer, it might go from $3 to $10, right, and nobody might have said anything. And like, bro, like, what happened here? Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, and, you know what, I experienced that on the sales side of our business. We have a sales team, and you know, when we go into our different seasons in our business, I kind of take my focus away from that. And sometimes I come back and what happened? Like, right. You know what I'm saying? And it's not like, so we want you to delegate, we want you to automate, but you have to check in on what's happening. It's like, you know, you leave your kids in the room, tell them, hey, like, you know,
right,
go, you know, clean your room, watch dishes. If you don't check on them, they might be playing a video game. Right, like, bro, right. What's happening here? So yeah, we just have to make sure you check on things after you delegate.
Could you imagine having a financial coach that at any given time you could ask your questions in real time from a real expert and get real advice? To be honest, Pocket Advisor is the flagship feature, in my opinion, of the Melanin Millionaires Club. And when I originally created this platform, for those of you who may not know this, Pocket Advisor was actually the name and the primary feature back in 2021. But when I rebranded to the Melanin Millionaires Club, I knew that no matter what we added or changed, Pocket Advisor had to stay. Because we have democratized financial advice by giving you access to a real financial expert in real time. There is no other financial education platform that you'll find something like this that's actually backed by a financial advisor. One of the top 100 in the nation, I might add. So if you're looking to get financial education in your pocket in real time, head over to melaninmoney.com/join to learn about Pocket Advisor, as well as all the other great benefits and features that you can find as a part of the Melanin Millionaires Club. Can't wait to see you inside.
Big facts. To that end, though, also don't just throw money at a problem, right? And what we mean by that is, like, when you start to grow, right?
You have money.
And so your attention's like, oh, I need this shiny ball, I need this software, I need those 17 members to do this. Like, we want you to delegate, right? But the thing is, we want you to make sure that you're making strategic and intentional decisions. Because the thing is that when your business isn't making much money, you make mistakes, like, you're so close to the floor that, like, it ain't gonna hurt you that bad. It's easy to bounce back.
Mm-hmm.
But when you start making multiple six figures and multiple seven figures, those mistakes
cost,
right, at scale, cost really big. Even remember on the ads team, remember a couple weeks ago, there was a slight disconnect on like the amount of spend or something.
Yes, it was.
Like, and if we wouldn't have been reviewing those every week, Right. We could have, that could have got ugly fast.
Quickly.
Right.
We missed about 2 days and
it was like,
it was a lot of,
he has a lot of money. Right. And so it's like, again, this is a direct correlation to the last point, but like, as you grow, still be intentional and strategic about where your dollars are going. Like, we want you to reinvest into the business. We don't want you to just like, oh, I had 100K a month. Let me go buy the Lambo. Let me go. And that's where my mind be. I'm like, hold on, I'm connecting dots on like what you told me you made.
And the purchases you make. And I'm just like, a financial advisor and you like, I'm no mathematician.
Right.
It's
not mathing, right? I don't see people in corporate America that they got a tech job and they got a Urus. I'm like,
I'm gonna just say, if you work a job, you have a Urus. That's irresponsible.
That's irresponsible. But that money could be going somewhere to get you out that job.
Yeah, like if you work a job, I'm sorry, I don't care what you do. You buy a Urus, I think.
Unless you just really love that job, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe you've been there for 30 years. So I don't know. But yeah. Anyway, so like all that being said, is like as your business grows, make sure you're paying attention to where you're reinvesting the money, and that it's strategic and it's intentional, and that you can think about the ROI.
Yeah.
Right? Versus just being like, oh, shit, fuck, I can afford to hire this person. I can afford to do this. It doesn't matter.
And he's like, one day. And also, like, I think a lesson for people who might not be at 8 figures yet and run 6 or close, I think the message could be opposite. Because here's the thing. Like, when you're at 6 figures, right, you're almost scared to invest the money. Mm-hmm. And I feel like when you're at 6 figures, you need to look at things with the ROI potential, right? So if you're at 6 figures and you're like, I need to hire somebody, but they're going to cost $3,000 a month or $2,000 a month. That is now 25% of the money that my business earns. Mm-hmm. But if that $2,000 a month person can help you make $5,000 a month, then you make that higher 7 days a week and twice on Sunday. So I think me at 6 figures, me needed to hear, look at every purchase as ROI and not as cost.
Right.
But now 8 figure me is like, don't just, because you got so much money left to put away, don't just throw money at things assuming the ROI is going to be there, and then never fucking measure it. The ROI, like, oh yeah, the ROI is going to be there. Like, no, bro, like the ROI is not going to be there.
100%.
Yeah.
And it's just funny how it ebbs and flows like that, right? Maybe I just thought of our second podcast episode, by the way. But yeah, so that's another thing we learned and got reinforced. Empathy breeds loyalty, right?
This is good.
This is really good. So the thing is like, the bigger you get, right? Like, you build the people build the business, mm-hmm. right? Not just you. It shouldn't just be on your back. But the thing you got to realize is that you're building a business. Some people might be leaving Fortune 500 companies. They can go work for anybody. They're working for you. And don't be so arrogant to think that just because you're paying maybe a competitive salary, a competitive range, that's all you need to do to keep them happy, right? Your vision has to be so expansive that, number one, that they can see themselves fitting within it. And number two, you need to understand what their vision is for their life, so that you're not making assumptions that like, oh, okay, well, surely they want to be my sales manager forever. Surely they want to be my ops person forever. Maybe there's other things they want to do. And how can you help build that vision with them alongside of your business, so you can have that person that's working for your business for the next 30 years, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And it just reinforced or just showed me that if you can get people bought into your business as if it's their business, they will never leave. They'll never leave the business because mm-hmm. they don't think they have a choice. Like, right. like as an entrepreneur, I don't think I ever have the choice of leaving my business.
Right.
Like, it's not even an option. That's not a fault. Yeah. Right. If you can instill that notion into the employee and give them the ownership, autonomy and path, right. To their growth inside the company, what is the difference between it being your business and their business? Mm-hmm. Just like you grow in your business, they can grow in your business. They look at it as, this is my business with less risk.
Right.
I don't ever want to leave here.
Exactly.
And the individual put on his mastermind, like, I look at his team members and they, like, bro, they fully believe that they're full-time entrepreneurs inside of this business.
Big facts.
And due to that fact, they've been with him for 7-8 years and they're not going anywhere.
And they believe that because a conversation was had about helping them not just feel like in theory like you're part of the business, like this is the financial upside for you. This is the fulfillment upside for you.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm assuming he's a good leader. he also shows appreciation for them being willing to take that path, right? So it's just like, how can you have empathy for your people, understand where they're coming from, understand what they want out of life, right? It's like you talk about making all this money, your business being so successful. Have you ever stopped to think that my clients might want some of that lifestyle too? Yeah. You know, and how can our business or how can this business help them achieve that as well?
Yeah, because he said, you know, he sat down with one of his team members. He's like, I want to, you know, earn this X amount of money and have this lifestyle one day. He was like, well, let's discover that together. Yeah. You know, you can achieve that in this business. And they're like, you seriously think I can achieve these goals in the business? Yeah, let's map it out. Boom, boom.
Right.
And the person's like, oh, well, bet. Like, I'm not going nowhere. Right. If I can do this, like, you know, so, you know, and I know that the difference between getting from 7 to 8 or 8 to mid 8 or 9 is not going to be hustling.
Right.
It's going to be the amount of A players and people you can get into your business, have them adopt it as their own, and have them do the things in their department that's going to help you all scale across the board.
Right. And give them true autonomy, right? Yep. Don't cut them off at the knees and make them think that they have autonomy. And then you're like, no, can't do it. Right.
Yeah.
Give them true autonomy. Actually give them a piece of the business in terms of from an upside standpoint. Mm-hmm. And it's a recipe for success.
Easy money.
All right. Gravy money.
Oh yeah. This is good.
Gravy money.
We are leaving so much money on the table. It doesn't make sense. I'm talking about we, every business owner is leaving money on the table that you can't even see. And that's why it's dope to come to these events, because some people have, you know, a different look on your business that you don't have because you're too close to the grain sometimes.
Right.
And, this one guy was in the room and he was like, yeah, man, we do this activity at the end of the month. And it brings us an extra $500,000 to $1.2 million in the last 2 days of the month.
Last 2 days of the month, just off GP.
Off GP. And like he said, sometimes that's 15% of the revenue for the month that we had.
Right. Some instances, it's 35, 40%
of the revenue we get in the last 2 days of the month. And you know, we were floored. And basically his strategy was at the end of the month, the people who inquired about your business at the beginning, some of those people haven't bought.
Right.
So if it's March and
probably 50%. Most people have a 50% close ratio. So at least 50%.
Yeah. So if 100 people inquired about your business, 50% actually bought something from you. Right. There's 50% of people who showed vivid interest.
Didn't say no. So they're thinking about it. Not asking spouse, whatever, right?
Whatever. And just like car dealerships at the end of the month, their salesmen have to hit a quota. So their salesmen usually call up all the people and give them some type of deal or some type of urgency or scarcity method to get them to purchase the car before the end of the month. So why don't we do that in our business as well? Like the last 2 days of the month, 2 days of the month, do your best to get all those people who said no in a room, whether it's virtual, in person, mostly virtual, and get them all in the room and say, hey, guys, you all show interest in our product or service. The month is about to end. Our prices usually go up, and they usually go up every month. So if you want this service, I'm going to give you this final chance to get it, and I'm going to give you this bonus, and I might give you this discount rate
right. So
you can get it. So you can get it if you get it before the end of the month. And most people have some cash flow before the end of the month because rent is in it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you want to get that money. You want to get that scratch. You want to get that scratch before rent's due, bro. Real talk. You know what I'm saying?
You know, it said you should get a health checkup at least once a year. My question is, when's the last time you had a financial health checkup? My guess, it's probably been a while. And that's why we created the Wealth Health Score. Whether you're financially out of shape or financially elite, the Wealth Health Score is going to tell you exactly where you stand and what things you can do to get into the best financial health possible. So visit mywealthhealthscore.com to get your score today.
So if you do this event, you can be able to pick up so much gravy money at the end of the month that you weren't getting because you didn't get those people in the room and give them one more offer.
And if you're doing paid advertising, right, these are people that you already acquired.
Paid to get in front of.
Right. So that's why it's gravy money, because like you already got them, now just close them.
Facts. So get that gravy money.
Get that gravy money, y'all.
Like it's Thanksgiving, man. Get that gravy money, y'all. Yeah. For real. Y'all gonna be thinking this later.
Y'all eat great. Y'all, people killing people eat mashed potatoes for Thanksgiving. Y'all eat mashed potatoes?
Yeah, put the gravy on it.
bro.
Bro.
We don't eat mashed potatoes Thanksgiving.
Wait, first of all, do you put like sugar or do you put sugar or
salt? Sugar grits?
Yeah.
Salt. Sugar grits is crazy.
Sugar on grits is diabolical.
Sugar on grits is
You got some internal issues.
Yeah, mashed potatoes with gravy. That's not one of the items we have on
our table. Oh, okay. We're about to go down the rabbit hole. speaking of this gravy eating out, did you hear about that fucking restaurant?
You talking about the one with the live entertainment?
Bro.
Yeah.
Bro.
So the reach of the week.
Reach of the week.
The reach of the week. Yeah. So there's this restaurant, I think it's called like Kitchen Cocktails or something.
Yeah, I won't be there.
Right. Yeah. They apparently, so imagine you just eating, you know, you got the little bed, and it's usually just okay at best.
Yeah.
You know, playing
the band. Playing songs that ain't there.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You eating or whatever, you get the bill, and you see a line item for $25 entertainment fee. Live entertainment fee.
Yeah.
Hey, live entertainment fee, you mean them? Those guys?
Those guys?
I think not.
Yeah, man. And the crazy part about that is if you got 20 tables at your restaurant, you know what I'm saying?
They're giving them a fraction.
They're not giving them that money, bro. But yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, so if you, I'll tell you right now, if you put a live entertainment fee on my bill, I'm reporting the whole thing is fraud. Report the whole bill is wrong, right? Like, not whatever the options are, service not delivered as promised. We're reporting the whole thing is wrong. Like, do not play with me. Play with something safe. Okay? Not play with me. Live entertainment.
Jesus Christ.
Live entertainment is crazy.
That's crazy work.
All right, this is a good one that everybody can adopt, right? So, especially from entrepreneurs that, you don't have a big team yet, right? Just getting started or, you know, you're growing. Systems for success, right? Like, the way that systems, putting the right systems in your business can take your business to the next level. If you don't, I mean, even if you do have team members, but like, especially if you don't have team members, it's crazy because
the system that we just got, and y'all, I'm sorry, y'all won't hear about that.
Yeah, it's this.
Yeah.
You had this one of the ones you had to get.
Yeah, that's one of them ones.
Yeah.
But the system that we just got could at least increase our revenue by 25%.
At least.
Or at more. Least,
yeah. Right?
Yeah.
So, when you think about it, right, in your business, right, you have a few main departments. You got client success, you had, depending upon the type of your business, obviously, you got operations, you got sales, marketing, right? So ask yourself, or do some research, like, what system, what software, what technology can I put in place that can help me get to that goal faster or get to that goal more efficiently, right? So for example, email marketing, right? I mean, I'm pretty sure most of the people listening to this episode at this point probably have a MailChimp or Klaviyo or something, but like email is a form of marketing and the same effort it takes to send an email to one person, you can send it to 100,000 people, right? So there's no excuse, right? To not have to do email marketing because you can literally reach hundreds of thousands of people, right? With a click of a button. That's a system, right? So think about the different departments of your business and how you can leverage systems to get there faster.
1,000%, because people you still have to manage,
right?
Systems you don't, right? Systems you automate, and I mean, if I think about some of the early systems that changed the business the most for me,
I remember when it was called, because you actually had something I didn't have at the time. It was when like the onboarding and then it created the board on Trello automatically.
That was like some Zapier integrations, but yeah, guys,
system.
So if you don't have systems in your business,
because if not, you would have had to have an onboarding person.
Yeah,
or it'd have been very, very delayed.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. So think about the bottlenecks. Like, here's the easiest way to figure out what systems you need to start with. What are the things that just annoy you? What are the things you feel like you're doing repetitively, right? Like, those are the areas to start and then leverage. Like, what are the areas of your business that, man, if I could have a system or something that can exponentially do more of this without me, those are the areas. That's what will get my wheels turning on, like, the systems I need to start researching,
okay.
Right? And one hack, which is the great next bullet point, is when you get in these rooms of people who are doing something in a similar way, even if it's a different industry, they tell you what's working for them.
Yep.
Right. So our next point is how to shrink decades into days.
Yeah.
Right. So like we have things that we do that appear very world class to other people. Oh my gosh, I can't believe y'all are doing that, or y'all are doing this. And we've just been focused on that for the last few years, right? But there are other people who are doing the exact same thing in their business for things that we didn't have any context to. And now the 5 years, the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars that they spent in testing, whatever, that in a 30 minute conversation, if that, they're able to download that in us and vice versa.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like, imagine being in a room with somebody who spent 10 years focused on operations of the business. Imagine somebody else at that same table spent 10 years on marketing for the business. Imagine somebody else at the table spent 10 years on customer service of the business. Somebody else spent 10 years on sales in their business. And all those people sit at a table. And because they spent 10 years on something, they can disseminate it in a 10-minute conversation. So you can get that 10 minutes, you can get that 10 years in 10 minutes, that 10 years in 10 minutes, that 10 years in 10 minutes. So you're literally turning a decade of experience and you're getting it all downloaded into your business in one day. Like, masterminds is the closest thing to highway robbery I've ever seen.
That's a big fact, right? Like, people hear stuff like that and they think it's like a selling tactic, but it's so true, right? You literally get to hack somebody's decade of information, and you're, as Alex Kamoli likes to say, you get the lesson without the scar, right? So it's like you get the books that didn't matter, the thing that the tactics that didn't work, forget all that. Here's what I'm doing right now. Here's the best of what worked for me over the past 10 years.
And you get to get it in a matter of minutes and
free in a sense, right?
Yeah, because, and then you get to keep that information for the rest of your life as long as you're being a business owner, you want to implement this. So, guys, those are, we probably did 9 lessons, bro. We probably did 9 lessons, but like, y'all, like, we had this mastermind event and we wanted to give y'all the information while it was fresh in our heads. So please take one, you don't have to take all 8.
Right.
Take one of the things that we told y'all and implement your business, and don't think you got to get to 8 figures, like 5, 6, 7, 8, wherever you are, implement the strategy that can help you get to the next level the fastest, and you'll be
good to go, right? So with that being said, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of the Melon and Money Show.
Couch edition.
Make sure that y'all like, subscribe, and share this with somebody else. The same way we're sharing this information that we paid a lot of money to be in this room, share this with someone else who you think this could be beneficial for. And if you're really feeling spicy, let us know in the comments which was your favorite takeaway and which one you're going to execute on first. Peace.
Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Melanin Money Show. We hope that this episode was inspiring and gave you some tangible nuggets that you can walk away with and implement in real time. If you found this episode valuable, please like, subscribe, share, and consider leaving a review of this episode on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Until next time.